Check of Sports, Jeff Mailing from Isobar. This week on the Check of Sports, we're going to talk about Isobar, great digital marketing company with their co-CEO, Jeff Mailing. Jeff has spent 20 years in helping clients create customer experiences, and he's a firm believer in great digital experiences can transform the business process and disrupt industries. He's with Isobar, a digital agency, works with sports brands like Adidas and other brands, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this week on the Tech of Sports. So here's Jeff.
And Jeff, thanks for joining me. And it was I know I had a busy week last week at Adobe Summit in Las Vegas, the middle part of March every year. Isobar was there. You weren't there, but you had Jim Butler, your president there. Was it a good week for you guys? What do you guys expect or what do you guys look to get out of a week like that?
You know, it's interesting. I think Adobe is one of our, they are our top software partner that we work with. And I think they put on probably the top business conference of the year, frankly. I guess Salesforce's Dreamforce is also, you know, pretty great as well. But Adobe is really in the sweet spot of moving customers into sort of the digital realm, everything from getting much more effective on the marketing side to really managing websites to optimizing marketing spend and optimizing websites. And they have a great product, and this event has really become a great place for us to meet clients, see the latest product innovations from Adobe. But it's frankly probably an even better networking event for us than even CES or Cannes is, which I know sounds impossible. But, you know, the people who go there are very focused on doing digital transformation, which is what we do every day.
Yep.
So it tends to be, whereas, you know, when you're at Cannes or CES, you have some great conversations, but there aren't folks who are right in the midst of the work we do every day. So it's a pretty big event for us. I think we had 25 people out there, which I sometimes choke on the cost of, but it's really an effective event for us.
Yeah, I hung out with a few of your team out there and ran into them a bunch of times. You guys were everywhere. Talk a little bit about what Isobar is and Isobar does before we go on any further.
Sure. So Isobar is, for lack of a better definition, we're a digital agency, which, you know, is a really challenging definition in today's times. But particularly for our U.S. business, we do strategy, design, and build of large-scale digital experiences. And that ranges from being the digital agency of record for Lego and Adidas running in basketball, so more pure campaign work, to really the core of our business, which is like a client like Enterprise Rent-A-Car, where we help them do their digital strategy. And we've redesigned and rebuilt pretty much every aspect of their digital experience. From their mobile apps to their websites, you know, new website content, optimizing the digital channels using Adobe's tools and all that, all the way through to, you know, the work we do with the Air Force, which is designing and building their logistics systems that track their armaments and their planes and the state of readiness for them. So really we spend most of our time with our clients on either on these large-scale digital transformations. Sometimes that's building entirely new businesses, or sometimes that's transforming the businesses that they have today.
Right, and that's really what the crux of the whole show is out there. It's having your optimal digital presence and then getting the byproducts from that you need to operate your business and reach your customers and whatever else your goals are. And, you know, there's talking about goals. I mean, in athletes and sports teams have goals each year, each season, maybe each day or month. There's maybe no business where the digital presence matters as much as in the world of athletics, fitness and sports. And you mentioned Adidas there. But how do you handle maybe a sports type business differently than a retail business or something else? Is there a difference? And does the sports industry hold different challenges for like Isobar?
I think it is a little bit different. I guess it depends on which aspect we're working on. We've done, you know, I think in the realm of something like Adidas, you know, we've done a couple of different things for them. One is, you know, Adidas is a performance brand, right? So, you know, all our marketing is related to, you know, helping their athletes achieve higher performance. And so, you know, it's really about getting, you know, thinking about athletes and, you know, really understanding how they process information and all that. And I think, so that's really just a marketing challenge in terms of mindset. The other thing that we've worked on with Adidas is, you know, we designed and built MyCoach, which was their professional running coach.
Yep.
That was a pod that was put in your shoe, and really, as opposed to say the Nike product, it was much more meant to sort of help you train and help you perform at a high level. That transformed into MyCoach Elite, which was a wearable jersey for professional football, but professional soccer players. I think along those same lines, in, you know, the optimizing performance aspects of digital and athletics, we've been developing virtual reality systems to help train athletes. And one of those that we've done is around Australian rules football, which is a crazy game if you've ever seen it. It just goes in the circle. But using virtual reality to train them around sort of situational awareness and really understanding how to better optimize the game. I think the other areas that we've been working with in sports, one is the broadcast of the game itself. We've did a fair amount of work with MSG around sort of an in-game and pre-game companion to really extend the brand experience. But, you know, we know that people are online during sporting events, you know, when they're home watching them, and how can you optimize that? I think that's still a nascent area. I don't see as much around that. I think people are still... Broadcast networks are still trying to get the right mix between how much to sort of involve the person who's watching the game and how much is too much when you're sort of bugging them. Right?
I agree. And that kind of put a halt to the 3D TVs when they came out, even though people thought that was going to be great for sports. It turned kind of watching sports into working. And people just like to sit and watch their game or root for their team, and they don't want to maybe be involved in the in it that deep, and that's maybe when the 3D for the World Cup soccer kind of failed a little bit. And so there, you know, like you said, there is a delicate balance.
There is, and I don't think we've hit the sort of killer app yet.
No.
You know, I think everyone saw the Twitter stuff that goes on during shows and athletic events, right? I don't know that Twitter really captured more than just sort of the real-time nature of that. They've never really had any applications or anything else that sort of furthered that information. I think people feel like there's an opportunity there, and we've definitely had, I think, some decent apps out there in that space in terms of companions, but I think it's something that we still haven't, the industry hasn't nailed yet. I think it's still an opportunity. The other thing that we've done over the past is helped optimize the stadium experience. We worked with the Jets when they built the new Meadowlands Stadium. We basically took in feeds from every aspect, every security camera, every till, from the bar scanning at the gate, bar scanning in the parking lot, and really tried to help use all that data. We had it coming into a sort of a touch screen environment, and use that data to really optimize how to best, you know, work that experience. Simple things such as, you know, really lumpiness in terms of running out of beer, right? So how can we better allocate resources in the stadium? How could we potentially move crowds away from long lines and into other lines? We even optimized when the stadium should open. And as it turns out, if you open the stadium too early, people sort of always know it's going to be open, and they meander about, and they don't spend quite as much. If you open it too late, then obviously you miss out on retail time. So trying to find that optimal time. It's really interesting when you look at stadium data. It's obviously a time series oriented thing, right? So it's hard to sort of understand the flow of things until you see it in the time series and maybe compare it against previous games in terms of flow. You know, when are concessions sales working, not working, and that sort of thing. And then you can really begin to see anomalies and redirect resources, right? So hey, it's, I'm not concerned if, you know, beer sales in the second quarter are really low, but I am concerned if that's different than every other game that we see, right? What's going on? Do we have, is there some sort of obstruction, something going on in the stadium? And I do feel that these stadiums spend tremendous amounts of money to create the physical asset, and I don't think that they've really optimized the fan experience quite yet. So I think that's an area that could improve over time. I think the challenge with that is it's just each stadium is sort of unique, right? So you've got to sort of, there's no economies of scale really. So it's a tough one to sort of figure out, particularly for an agency of our size.
Right, and you also don't want to take away from the actual sport itself. So as sports gets more high tech, as you guys have probably realized, people still want to enjoy the game and, you know, maybe harken back to the day where you're keeping score on an old scorecard and you bring your glove to the game to just actually watch a baseball game. Now, it seems kind of like a novel idea, but you guys have to look at every aspect of, like you said, the fan experience, but not lose what made these sports popular and sports in general popular in the first place.
Yeah, I think that there's really, and this is what you have to be careful about when you design digital experiences, right? There's good tech and there's bad tech, and tech really fades into the background and you don't even notice it, right? So, but bad tech, I mean, I keep coming back to the, you know, and listen, I design iPad apps for a living, right? We make money from it. But, you know, I go to a restaurant and someone brings out that iPad with the wine thing, which is has a terrible interface, right? And it's not what I want. It's not what I want at that time, right? It's really cumbersome, and it's not something that I want to sit at the table and use, right? So I think that to me is a version of bad technology. It's just not, it's either the interface isn't designed in a way that sort of seamlessly fits into the background, or it's just not the appropriate time, right? However, if I get a little note, you know, if I'm at the stadium and I get a little note that says, you know, there's no lines at the gate, now's a great time to go through, you know, that might be helpful, mm-hmm. right? If it's really in the background, right? Or, you know, do you want a hot dog? There's no lines, or ordering ahead. If it's, as long as it's very peripheral, I do think that there's some opportunities there to make that experience, which you're now cherishing, right? It's sort of time away from technology. If it can make it more effective and not get in the way, then I think there's some opportunities.
Yep, we're wrapping up here with the co-CEO of Isobar, Jeff Molling, and Jeff, as we wrap up here, what are you guys putting a premium on and looking forward to the future? Maybe a trend you see that we haven't latched on to yet, or just kind of your own thoughts on what you'd like to see in the future.
I mean, I think that, you know, we're investing a lot of time in machine learning and AI, and really sitting in the background to provide these sort of improved experiences without a heavy interface, right? Just like the example we talked about. We're also spending a significant amount of time with augmented reality and virtual reality. Both are, at this point, pretty cumbersome to use, but when you do use them, you can really see the potential. And I think augmented reality in particular, when the headsets get lighter and when the technology is more seamless, it could really enhance, I think, both a sporting event, if it doesn't get in your way, right, or it could really enhance, you know, how you train for sports and that type of thing.
Thanks so much for Jeff coming on and talking about Isobar. Isobar, 5,000 employees, 85 locations globally around the world. So it's a global company. Love talking tech with him and sports tech, sports marketing. Great to have Jeff on. Also remember Amazon, a great supporter here at the network. Use the affiliate link, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon, for any and all of your shopping needs as we are in the spring and heading into summer. Weddings, birthdays, things you need for your vacation this summer, go to modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/Amazon. Thanks so much for Jeff for coming on. A great show. You've been listening to The Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.